Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS 748 here on this Monday, September 21st. By the way, this is the last day of summer. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 23, Chargers 20 in overtime.
Two.
Weekend traffic crashes kill a man near El Dorado and a pedestrian on I-135 north of Wichita.
One.
Senate to consider how to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Two traffic accidents being worked right now. You'll want to avoid both of these areas for the time being. Injury traffic accident, 2nd and Topeka. And so you want to avoid that area. And then a crash reported at K-254 and Webb Road. So watch out in that area as well. Avoid those if you can. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It is downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. Another nice one out there. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 56. Tuesday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Now, partly cloudy. South wind at 7 miles per hour and 57 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. A major social media company is taking new measures to ensure against election interference on its platform.
Fox on Tech.
With the 2020 election just weeks away and concerns about hacking and misinformation spreading on social media, Twitter announced they'll tighten security for dozens of high-profile users. In a blog post, Twitter said they will be, quote, proactively implementing account security measures for a designated group of high-profile election-related Twitter accounts. That includes members of Congress, the executive branch, state governors, even news organizations, and high-profile journalists. Those users will get a notification when they log in to update weak passwords, be encouraged to enable two-factor authentication, and get internal security safeguards. The news comes just a month after several verified user accounts, including those of former President Obama and Tesla's Elon Musk, were hacked in a Bitcoin scam led by a Florida teenager. Twitter also pledged to help get out the vote and will provide an election hub, similar to Facebook, to help voters navigate the 2020 election and avoid misinformation. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
The S&P 500 closed out the week Friday with its third straight weekly loss. The S&P 500 on track for its first monthly loss since March. September is historically the worst month for stocks. For the week, the S&P fell 21 points. NASDAQ gave up 60 points for the week, and the Dow slipped 8 points for the week, closing on Friday. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A new contract for local workers. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, no strike. The Machinist Union has approved a new contract with Textron Aviation. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers voted Saturday. It's a four-year deal that will cover around 4,000 hourly workers at the company. That's roughly half the Textron Aviation Wichita workforce. The union needed a simple majority to ratify the contract. They did not share a final vote percentage. Spirit AeroSystems slowly increasing its production on the Boeing 737 MAX. but Spirit still expects it to be years before there's a return to 2019's production rates. CEO Tom Gentile said during an investors' conference last week that his company is producing MAXes at the rate of around 7 aircraft per month. He expects that rate to grow to 10 per month in January. Wichita continues to have the state's highest unemployment rate among large cities. The rate in August went to 11.6%, down slightly from 12.3% in July. The Wichita area continues to struggle more than other parts of the state, not only because of the pandemic, but because of ongoing job reductions in aerospace and manufacturing. The Department of Labor estimates more than 22,600 Wichitans are without jobs. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, as you know, we always talk about diversifying Wichita's economy, but on the other hand,
right,
that heavy manufacturing is a big part of the Kansas economy, not just Wichita.
You bet. Yeah, so, that's exactly right. It is one of the drivers, that's for sure.
We get a hiccup and everybody feels it, you know?
You bet. Yep.
So how'd you like that Chiefs ball game yesterday? Wasn't that
something? Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. I thought, wow, the sloppiest game they ever won, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can somebody make a tackle?
just somebody put a hit on somebody. Yeah.
But you know what? It was ugly, but they stayed with it, and they won. And that was the interesting thing. You know,
that's what I take from it. Yeah. They found a way to win, so that was good.
You know, character is something that's it's hard to measure sometimes, but I know who's got it. I know that my wife's got it. I know that Gretchen, your wife's got it.
Right.
An example, I come across the town this morning, and I had been off last week, and came across the town this morning. I got here, and my computer glasses, eyeglasses, I didn't have them. I've got these special glasses where I can see all the screens at different depths and whatnot. And my other glasses, I have to tilt my head back all day. So I called St. Shelley. I said, would you mind, dear, bringing me my glasses? She jumps in the car, drives across town, and brings me the glasses with a smile on her face.
Oh, my goodness.
With a smile on her face, I tell you.
There's another notch in her saint belt.
Yeah,
right,
she
there.
Got the saint belt going on something fierce. Last week, she made a pot roast that was outstanding.
Oh, man.
It's the little things. That become
we're lucky we have the ones we have, aren't we?
We are so fortunate.
Ooh,
all right,
man.
So it's just 7:37, man. This thing is just going on and on. I wish we could get that up and going again and get it approved. Do you think it's going to be you think it'll be by the first of the year?
It is encouraging that Spirit is starting to ramp up just a little bit, even though it is just 7 airplanes a month. But, the indications are that hopefully by the end of the year, this thing will be recertified and we can get it up in the air again.
All right. Maybe by Christmas.
Maybe.
All right. Thank you, Bill. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on the death of Justice Ginsburg and how to replace her on the Supreme Court. Jed has sports. Jed's on the sports desk this morning. Coming up, talking about Chiefs, right, Jed?
Oh, that's right. We'll tell you all about the Chiefs coming up here in just a little bit in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way as well.
That's right. And entertainment news, which, of course, is sponsored by Napoleon Appliance Repair. You can give them a call at 316-409-1525. But coming up on The Blur, we'll have some fallout from the Emmys. And we'll talk about a lot of movies in this day in entertainment history, all coming up in The Blur.
Hey, Mike, fix my dishwasher, Mike Napoleon. Okay, we got traffic and weather coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on KNSS, presented by Hefner's TV and Electronics.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.